getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, just like it is each and every week, right here in the same place where you heard it last time, I guess, huh? Glad we're all able to gather here electronically anyway, no matter how it is we're doing it. Glad to have you along for another round of polka records here. I got a stack, I got a record player. It's time to get to work. I don't know, interesting batch of records this week. I think it's always an interesting batch of records when you get right down to it. How about the Chaz Hicks Orchestra? That sounds high-end right away, doesn't it? I assume Chaz, period, is short for Charles, right? The Charles Hicks Orchestra, but it says the Chaz Hicks Orchestra. We're going to start it out with the Ukrainian Blonde Polka. Have it there. That is the Blonde Bombshell Polka here on Tim's the Ukrainian. It's the Ukrainian Blonde Polka. I get confused because there is a Blonde Bombshell Polka too. That was the Ukrainian Polka, though. The Chaz Hicks Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old time oldies show. Back for another week. I'm so darn persistent, you just can't seem to get rid of me, huh? Anyway, Chaz Hicks. Now, this next record, Gardy K and the Kaufus Band, K-U-H-F-U-S-S, Gardy K and the Kaufus Band on Artistry Audio, no, Audio Artistry Records. I should just start over, but I'm not gonna, because I persist. but I think that's a cool record label logo, and I don't think I have any other records on the Audio Artistry label. The address on the record in teeny-weeny print at the edge says it's from Minneapolis. So you would think, I tried to do a little research, I could only find that they have five releases. This one happens to be from 1961. Anyway, here we are, Gardie K and the Coffus Band and the Red Check Polka. Fancy band when you got a timpani in it, you know? There's Gardie K and the Coffus Band, Red Check Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week of entertainment and confusion, because a little confusion makes it interesting. Beautiful sunshiny day up here in northern Minnesota today. They're telling us clouds later today, but tomorrow sunshine in upper 70s, which to me sounds like 80, but I am the eternal optimist. We'll see what really happens. But they took down the no parking signs today because we have odd-even parking. You can only park on certain side of the street depending if it's an odd or even day during the winter. And then on the main drag through town, you can't park overnight during the winter. And the dude was out there with his little truck standing in the back taking all those signs down. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that we have parking freedom up here in Minnesota, at least until winter comes around again. All right, let's do Happy Louie and his polka band. Here's the Good Luck Polka.
Swing. Hey, Nazdravye, that's the way to make a toast. Nazdravye, here's good luck to you. Hey, a salut, that's the way to make a toast. like to you.
One of those records where it sounds like everybody in the studio is having a great time. There's Happy Louie and his polka band and the Good Luck Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, don't forget, we're going to talk about World of Accordions Museum, because we do every week. Encourage you to check them out. Now, I know you can't all come from running from all points of the globe to come to the Accordion Museum. I know that's not likely to happen. But if you're going to be in the area, you're planning a vacation, or you're looking for a vacation, you might want to consider coming to the World of Accordions Museum. It's in Superior, Wisconsin, which is right over the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota. It's gorgeous. It's Lake Superior. Trees, waterfalls, hiking paths, parks, camping, hiking. If you don't want to camp, there's beautiful resorts and beautiful places to stay. I personally am done with camping. I did that 30 years ago when my kids were little. Well, more than 30 years ago when the kids were little, and it was fine and wonderful. I don't have to do that anymore now. They can take their own darn kids camping, and I'm going to stay someplace cushy, you know what I mean? But anyway, and while you're there, you can visit the World of Accordions Museum, where you find 1,400 accordions on display. And that's a lot. 1,400 of anything is a lot, man. And, you know, they've got the concert hall. They've got all the history. They've got all the research information. They got the accordion repair and technician school, for Pete's sake. If the very least, check them out online. If everybody who listens to the Oompa Hour, all 28 stations, were to this week check out worldofaccordions.org, they would be like, what the heck is going on? Did you see all the hits on the website? So check them out when you have a chance, huh? worldofaccordions.org. Now, how many different versions of the clarinet polka do you think have been recorded? Like a million billion? There's a lot of them. And I have a lot of them. And I have a tendency to skip them because everybody knows the clarinet polka. And I think that it gets boring, but I don't know. I mean, look at all the people that listen to Elvis sing Heartbreak Hotel for the last 60 years. Are they bored with it? No. So the clarinet polka is still valid. How about the Johnny Pecan version? I hope so, because here it is. We'll be right back. There you go, Johnny Pecan of the gang there. And that, of course, is the clarinet polka. Is it still the clarinet polka if some guy's playing it on a trumpet? I guess it would be, even though it doesn't seem to make sense, but I don't think the name of the show or the song would change, but it would just seem wrong, wouldn't it? Now, this next record, I always play this side of the record, and I'm going to play this side of the record again, just because it amuses me, but it means that the other side of the record never gets played on the show, because every time I pull this out and I go, ooh, Artois Lunas and the orchestra doing Seven Beers with the Wrong Woman, I could turn it over and play the other side, but I never do. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this side, and then I'm going to put the record back in the pile at the bottom, so it'll be there next week, and next week we'll play the other side, which I'm pretty sure if I looked back, I would find out that I never played. Because, you know, you have a favorite side, and that's what happens anyway. And this is kind of a waltz, kind of a fast waltz. Here's Artois Lunas and the orchestra, Seven Beers with the Wrong Woman.
Poor man of me, seven beers with the wrong woman. She took all my money from me. Seven beers with the wrong woman. I've learned my lesson, you see. Woman and song, now the money's all gone. Next time I'll drink 14 alone.
Seven Beers with the Wrong Woman. It's Artois Lunas and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. You know, my plan was that I would play the other side of the record next week. I got an idea. Let's play the other side of the record now. I mean, why not? You're going to have two Artois Lunas and the orchestra records in one show, can't you? The flip side is called the Dutch Boy Polka. I love this. It's on Heartbeat Records, and it says, the greatest jukebox records in the world, Chicago, 5, Illinois. During that little short period where we had the zone system that came between having nothing and having zip codes. We're going to play the other side right now. Why would you not? Then I don't have to remember to play it next week. Of course, that means you got to listen to me put the record on the record player and put the needle on the record and all that good stuff. And then I think the flip side, it's instrumental. I always think it's going to be a commercial for paint because it's the Dutch Boy Polka, and we all know about the Dutch Boy and his paint because you see those commercials. Let me just see if I can't get this sucker in the groove here, and we'll play the other side. Whoa, come on there. Wow. Gets harder to the older they get. It's hard to do when the pressure's on, baby.
Thank you.
you know, I suppose if we're on like a popular, you know, hot hits radio station, they'd give that a fancy name like it. Now on Art Waluna's Double Play or something. But anyway, that was the other side of the other record. That was the Dutch Boy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Don't forget, if you have a request or dedication, comments, you're just perplexed and want to know what the heck is going on, you can give a call or text or message or post or whatever. If you have a phone of some sort, even if you had a 1958 dial-up black Bakelite telephone sitting on the nightstand and it's wired right into the darn wall, you could still call area code 218-259-2985 and leave us an actual voice message. I'm not kidding you. Or if you had a new fancy pants, what are they up to, like model 52 now, iPhone or something, you could dial that very same number, 218-259-2985, and you could speak into that phone and leave a voice message that we would later hear. Or if your thumbs are particularly flexible and your vision is keen and your accuracy is relatively precise, you could send us a text message to 218-259-2985 with your request, dedication, question, comment, or perplexity, and we would also receive that. If none of that happens to strike your fancy, you can send an email to oompahour@aol.com. That's all smushed together, no spaces, all little letters. Or if you're really into the internet, you could go to facebook.com/TimZumpaHour and find us there and post messages and look at how silly we are, and it'll be a wonderful time. So all those options are available to you at absolutely no extra charge. And if you send a message before midnight tonight, you can listen to this next Six Fat Dutchman record. Well, actually, you can pretty much listen to it no matter what. Here they are with the Jolly Crown Polka. Thank you. you go. Legendary Six Fat Dutchman. That's the Jolly Crown Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week of all this silliness, for Pete's sake. Now, I swear, every time I play one of this cat's records, I think I'm saying that name wrong. But I don't know what it should be. Is it Walter Prokanen? That's what I've always said. And I don't know that that's right. I have no supporting documentation that it's Walter Prokanen. I would like it to be, because then I would have been right all these years. But anyway, this is a fun record, though. It's called Hi, Polka Cousins.
Cousins, how you do today? When you hear hi cousins, everything's okay. Wake up bright and early, open up your door. Say hi polka cousins to all your friends next door. Hi polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi polka cousins, the polka's here to stay. Hi polka cousins, turn on your radio. Brighten up your day and night, hear a polka show. You'll never feel gloomy, you'll be merry and gay. Say hi polka cousins and chase the blues away. Hi polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi polka cousins, the polka's here to stay. Cousins, how you doing today? When you hear hi cousins, everything's okay. Wake up bright and early, open up your door. Say hi polka cousins to all your friends next door. Hi polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi polka cousins, the polka's here to stay. Hi polka cousins, turn on your radio. Brighten up your day and night, hear a polka show. You'll never feel gloomy, you'll be merry and gay. Say hi polka cousins and chase the blues away. Hi polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi polka cousins, the polka's here to stay.
Told you it was a fun record. I wasn't kidding you. Walter Prokanen, I think. I may have been saying his name wrong for 40 years. I don't know. Hi, Polka Cousins, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out in front of your radio or your iPad or your computer or your smartphone or wherever you happen to be listening to us today. Here's the John Jeske Band with John. I think it's amusing that the record points that out. It's John Jeske with the John Jeske Band. I hope, because it's not like he didn't steal someone else's band. I don't know. Here's your accordion polka medley.
Here's one called the Kit Kat Polka. Here's a polka called Accordiana. We'll be right back. the Just Because Polka.
Oh, man, somebody get the hose. We got to cool down that accordion. Holy cow. John Jeske and the John Jeske Band there and the accordion polka medley here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, here's an oldie, and I say that because, I mean, the record I just played, it's got to be like 1980s vintage, right? So it's like 40 years old. But now we go to an old, old record that's really old. Your definition of oldies never changes, does it? Here's the Esperanza Polka with Little Joe's Dance Band. There you go, the Esperanza Polka. It's Little Joe's Dance Band. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. Oh, how the heck are you doing, huh? Springtime is here. I'm digging it, let me tell you. Now, this next record, I don't even know If there's anything on this I can even classify as a polka, well, maybe. But I love this record, and I was going to look this guy up because it's the only record I have by Bobby Gregory and Band. And it's on Gregorian Records. His name's Gregory. It only makes sense, right? And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he thinks he's better than he is, or if the way he is just so charming. It's a weird thing. But I always like to tell this to my wife because it's like my version of a romantic song. And the song is called "I'm a Hoopy Scoopy Over You." And this is a extended play 45. That means it's got two songs on each side. And every song on it, I love them all. And I don't have time to play them all. Maybe this is what I should do, is I'll save this record after today's show. And for the next four shows, today and then the next three, we'll do a Bobby Gregory and Band song. How does that sound? Does that sound ridiculous? Yes. Yes, it does, which means it's perfect. This is my idea of a romantic record. Here's Bobby Gregory and Band, and I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You, baby.
Oh, baby,
why did you steal this heart of mine?
Oh, baby,
why did you smile at me divine? You know you really started something.
Record like forever, and I just love it, man. Bobby Gregory and Band, I'm a Hoopy Scoopy Over You. It says here, by the way, he wrote the song, and I'm trying to research the guy, and apparently he was born in 1900, so if he wasn't dead, he'd be 121 now. And the record that you just heard, I'm looking at a discography on Discogs, which is online, and it is like if you need to try to find a record or, you know, labels and stuff that are obscure, that's a good place to go. And they've got 15 records listed by Bobby Gregory, and they don't have the one I just played. in the discography. So now I'm really freaked out because there's some good-looking stuff in here. Anyway, I'm going to leave that record out. You know, I almost put it away. I'm going to leave that record out, and next week we're going to play another track off the Bobby Gregory album. Why? Because we can. That's why, not because it's a wise idea or a bad idea or a good idea. It's not a money-making idea. It won't make the world a better place. Well, it might. It won't make you any healthier. Well, it might. But I make no promises. Anyway, here's Polka Dynamite and the Pennsylvania Polka. All right. righty, there you have it. There's Polka Dynamite, Pennsylvania Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Man, I got some advice for you. You want some advice? Stay off the internet. There's a lot of weird stuff out there, man. Wow. But I know that I got to find me some more Bobby Gregory records. There is zero doubt about that. I'm going to work on that. Sometimes he recorded with this record that we had played earlier just said and banned, but he had a group that backed him up too called the Cactus Cowboys. I don't know what it is about it, but I got to find more. I'm warning you. There's Johnny Dino. And have you looked at the clock? We're just about out of time already. What the heck is going on? There's Johnny Dino and the orchestra. This is called the Tijuana Tumble Polka. Johnny Dino and the orchestra, the Tijuana Tumble Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. What have we got? Are we going to have another record? Maybe a couple of more records. We'll see what we can do about that. Hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Oh, man, we're just about out of time, and I haven't played a waltz yet. Dancers, let's do it. Here's the Midnight Rose Waltz with Frank Hermanick and the Melody Men.
Thank you.
you go. Frank Hermanick and the Melody Man there. Midnight Rose Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's go out on a Cousin Fuzzy record, shall we? Oh, why not? Cousin Fuzzy, not and his cousins, though. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. And we're going to wrap her up with the Frisky Polka. There you go. That's Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys there, and that's the Frisky Polka. And the old clock on the wall says it's time to stop playing records and go have lunch. But don't worry about it, because I'll be back next week with the Bobby Gregory record in my hand for another track. So stick around, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I'll be back next week to do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!